Hey, this is High Rated Haroon once again on another episode. Today we're going to do something a little bit more different. You know how I've been doing like all those Pokemon episodes? Well, now we're going to do drones. Now, I love drones now. I'm a big fan. There's this drone I like then that I have. It's called DJI Spark. Now, hopefully you guys have heard of DJI Spark and DJI company itself. I've heard they produce like Phantoms, Mavics, and well, a lot of that stuff. Now, the beginner drone that I recommend is Spark. Sorry, I recommend Spark because it has a good sensor, but I don't recommend it. There are a few also bad stuff that I want to say. First, let's go over the good stuff. Good stuff. It's equal sport mode. It has great 1080p footage. I mean, if I could only show you how small the Spark was, you would be in shock. Like, the Spark is tiny. The Spark is tinier than an iPad. It is as tiny as a phone. It's tiny as an iPhone 5S. Now, some of the bad stuff about it, well, there's quite a bit. The bad stuff is that it only has one sensor. One sensor makes it harder and not such a beginner mode. It, like, there is beginner mode where you can go less than 30 meters away. But I have heard, like, not heard, but I noticed that, like, one sensor is actually not enough. One sensor just helps you in the front. Nothing else it does except active track and gesture it senses. Now, I want to get into this that also, like, there's a new drone that you possibly guys have heard of. It's called Mavic 2 Pro and Mavic 2 Zoom. Both have, like, zoom, but optical sensing, like, to make sure where the aircraft and it does not hit an object at all. So, that happened, and, like, I don't have it for myself, I only have Spark, but by just watching the introduction video, and I've held it for myself, it's crazy. Like, I think I like the sensors rather to everywhere else on the body, rather to just in that one place. I mean, think about it, there could be objects left and right, top and bottom, and forward and backward. Those are all the places where it has it. Now, so, Spark has also a 1080p footage. No, it does not have a good though low light performance. In darkness, you can barely recognize it. Let's say it's a cloudy, dull day and you want to fly the drone. 1080p will not be a good option. The Mavic Pro has a 4K camera and better low light performance. So that makes it good. So let's say that's quality technically of an iPhone XR is the quality of that. Now, also, the Spark does not fold up. I was quite upset when I heard that. When I watched that introduction of the Spark, it said small. How does that make sense? I mean, sure, it's small in size, but come on, you don't want to make it a little more smaller, DJI? Okay, now, also a good part about it is that, like, it can go far away from you without a little glitching. The Spark will only glitch if you have magnetic force. I've used that and I've seen that before. I remember one time I was flying my drone at my house in the backyard. There were no glitches at all. And there were also no glitches when I went to the park this earlier day. I went to the park and I flew the drone. And trust me, there was no glitches at all. Nothing glitched except when I accidentally turned off the phone, which was, I don't know why I did. Just swiped it. Now, also, a bad part about it, well, not a bad part, but if you want to compare it between Mavic, it's weird. Like, the size of the Spark is, like, tiny as an iPhone 5S. I told you that. If you've seen iPhone 5S, it is tiny. Now, if you want Mavic, that's, like, the size of your iPhone XS Max, except a bit more longer. That drone actually folds up. So This is how it works. So you have the aircraft fully extended. There are going to be two front ones with intent, like landing gear sticking out. Okay. And you'll see two back ones that have a little latch at the edge of the drone. Now, when you want to fold up your drone, you have to press that back one down and it will fold up to the Mavic itself. And you'll do that also with the second one. The front ones are different. You just bring them back. That's so easy. It's like the easiest one you can do in the world. Like, really? So, the comparison between Mavic and Spark is good. So, like, let's just say Mavic is another level. Also, the remote on Mavic Pro has an LED readout. An LED readout is great. I love it. Like, I want that screen to tell me what's going on, and I don't have to look back at the phone completely, so I don't get the hitchback. Hey, you know what? Forget I said that. Anyway, so, like, and the Spark does not have it. I'm also upset at their manufacturer, the DJI Mavic Air, for not having that feature. And also, the quality, though, on the Spark is good. Like, it's excellent. You know what? I should have not said good. It is excellent, and it aces it. But what I noticed about the actual drone itself is that when you take it up at night, you have to fear about the objects. You have to fear. There's no reason, like, oh, it has an optical zoom lens. It has, not zoom. Okay, to let you know, Mavic 2 Zoom has that. The new drone that came out. I'm not going to get into too much detail about that drone because I do not like it. Anyway, so, but the Spark, you have to constantly fear about it at night. Even if you have those LED lights, which I've seen on Amazon, those lights barely even help it. And at night, no matter what drone it is, at night, it can be an Inspire Pro 1, it could be a Mavic 2 Pro, whatever drone it is, you gotta fear it a little. But what I like about the newest drones like Mavic 2 Pro is that they have sensors. They have more sensors than even Spark and Mavic Pro. So remember this, Mavic Pro and Spark are technically the exact same things. You gotta keep in mind, all the difference is that the Spark and Mavic only have one in the front. I've heard possibly Inspire has it like only in the front too as well. I'm not gonna make a such big deal about it because I love the Inspire now. It's not like a want get, it's like movie maker quality. Anyway, so back to the comparison between Mavic Pro and Spark. There's a cable with the Mavic Pro that could hook up to you. It hooks up to your phone, which if you have been, let's say, most people use, move this real quick. There's a cable. How do I say it? There's a cable for your Apple phone. Mainly people will not use like Android or stuff like that. I've heard like you can download it. But like it connects to your, how do I say it? On Mavic Pro, there's a cable, a miniature cable that like connects to your remote charger and the phone itself. Excuse me. Anyway. But on the Spark, you have to literally connect it, and you always have to fear the lost connection. You have to fear a lot about stuff on the Spark relative on Mavic. And both also have different speeds. The Spark has like 36 miles an hour. That's the fastest, actually, I've ever gone. I checked on my app, DJI Go app, and ended up seeing that, and it was crazy. Like, seriously, man, like, you really can just make it a bit more, yeah, it's good, but anyway, the Mavic Pro has 40 miles an hour. You can imagine, that's technically chasing a truck. Well, let's say a classic. But, you know what I really think? I really think that if you had any choice to assume, I would get Mavic. I mean, I don't even have Mavic. And I know it's already good because I've seen all the YouTube videos. The difference between Mavic and the Spark's gimbal is that Mavic actually has a 3-axis gimbal, surprisingly. The 3-axis gimbal means it can turn up and down, left and right, and like it can move it like, you move your head sideways like this, but not moving it. I wish I could show you. That's a two-axis gimbal. A two-axis gimbal can only go left, right, and, like, turn its head a little. It's weird how you do it, but, yeah. I noticed that, but the quality on it, I love it. I love the spark, but there are also a few downsides. Remember this and keep in mind, both have a different range distance and a different battery level. That's the one that my dad even, like, freaks out about. He freaks out about, like, battery time. He wants an all day, he likes the longest battery time as possible. But the Spark only has 15 minutes, which feels a little bit long in theory. Well, in theory, it sounds like, oh my god, should I really get this baby or what? Anyway, but you would rather get Mavic also because it has a 27. Might not seem like much, but I have the Fly More combo of the Spark. If you use two batteries, you get 15 minutes each. But if you add them both up, you get 30 minutes, which sounds like a decent amount of time. Mavic 2 Pro, you have 27 minutes. 27 plus 27 equals, 27 plus 27 equals 54, I think. It's 54. So, like, if you get 54 minutes out of 30, I highly recommend Mavic. And I'm not saying if you have Spark, it's not a mistake. I love it. But just remember there... Yep, I'm right. Anyway. Forget I said that. Anyway. But do you know, like, the distance is also very weird on both drones. Like, if I were to look at it, the Spark barely even has a mile. Like, barely 1.2 miles. And when you... I barely even took it once 1,000 feet. And it already glitched out, like aircraft kept on disconnecting. Even the remote starts ditching on its own self. Which was just weird because, like, Spark, let's say, is just a quick shot move. There are also good modes on it. Both have active track, tripod. I don't really know what tripod does. I know what Tapfly does. I know what Tapfly and quick shot do. Both have those, but I think both have the same thing, like gesture also. Both have those modes, and the camera quality on the Mavic Pro, let's say in daylight, is better. So even in the regular old daylight, you still have a better image quality because, well, let's say somebody's watching it on the Spark and they stare directly at the sun. The person will get hurt his eyes only by looking at the screen. But on Mavic, I think they controlled that. I'm not sure why they did the 4K low light performance, but I'm pretty sure they did that only because of that reason. And also, it looks a lot better. And I guess that's it I have to say about the Spark. Oh, wait, forgot one more thing. The Spark camera, you possibly looked at the Spark camera, the edge that looks like a little oval. You notice the camera lens is more towards, if it's facing right now away from me, camera's facing where I'm looking at the iPad, it's left. It's right. It's more right than regular. So what I don't like about the Spark about that is that it doesn't show you where it actually is. Both have its downsides. Both have its upsides. Both have its problems. Like, Mavic Pro, what's more likely, Mavic Pro. So, at the end of this video, I gotta say, Mavic Pro is what I recommend, and it's just the best drone I've seen, and even by, like watching videos like crazy, looks like Mavic Pro is my option. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back with more tech reviews.